business and bourbon.
Why the hell did you start a business?
Real talk, real people.
What is my value? Because I didn't know it at the time.
Real drinks.
I am not everybody's cup of tea.
We're going to get real, man.
This is where you need to be. I'm Ronnell Richards, and this is where leaders come.
You're very open in sharing your story. Why?
We're doing business with human beings.
Like all those questions you would ask yourself if you transition to become an entrepreneur.
No guidelines, no rules, make it happen.
Education, inspiration, and motivation. Man, I can't wait to get into this. Welcome back to Business and Bourbon. I am your host, Ronnell Richards, the founder of Business and Bourbon. And yeah, we are here live, well, kind of live. I mean, not so live to you, but live for me in the Channel Partners Conference here in Las Vegas at the lovely Venetian. We've got the dopest penthouse suite you've ever seen. So we're in the penthouse suite. It's pretty nice, right?
Very nice.
And we've business and bourboned it out. And first of all, you saying that it's really nice means a lot to me because you are like my go-to guru when it comes to marketing and events specifically. You know everything. You've done it all. So we haven't done anything new here. We're just kind of like following in Joe's footsteps.
Oh, well, thank you. Right? But this is really nice. Really great. Well,
thank you. So we've got Joe Hauser with us today. And you are absolutely one of my favorite people in this business. That is no hyperbole.
Likewise.
That is no exaggeration. I mean that sincerely. And so when I saw that you were going to sit down with us, I was really excited to have this conversation because you have such depth of experience and I think so much to give and share that maybe a lot of people know. They know you from, you know, your career as like this amazing marketer that's at every event and putting on great events at the big events like this one, but maybe not everyone knows your story. And that's what Business and Bourbon is about. It's about knowing the people, not the business. Because if you're here, like, you're already successful. Like, this is it. By the way, this is your crowning achievement. Everything that you've done, as successful as you are, this is it. This
I'm
is the pinnacle.
I'm updating the resume as soon as I get back to my room.
And you realize it's all downhill from here. Like, this is it. All right.
Well.
So, first, let's just start. I've kind of talked a little bit already about what it is that you do, but I want to let you, just so we can set the table, tell people what it is that you've been doing with your life and your career first. Then we're going to get into
right.
your life.
Okay, yeah, we'll talk about my career first. So the past several years, I've been at a couple different companies mm-hmm. and running channel marketing programs, strategy, events.
Yep.
So I really do what I can to really engage our partners. So I before I worked in channel, I actually did direct. Mm-hmm. And my goal there was always to help my salespeople. Same thing here, right? My partners are my salespeople. So I want to do anything to help them be successful.
Yeah.
So I want them, obviously, to sell the product that I'm repping. But more importantly, I want to help them be successful in every way. So whether it's through, you know, offering them some webinars, some training, offering them just some, you know, great information. Obviously, that's why I've engaged you a lot in different things, because I know they can learn a lot from you. And so I want to bring them the right materials, the right people to really help them be successful. And I want to have a lot of fun with them too.
Yeah. Well, they can learn a little bit from me,
you know,
a little bit. But what I heard in that, and what I hope that people take from that, is your intention and your focus on the outcomes of the people that you serve. So
absolutely.
A lot of times in whatever the job is, it could be marketing, it could be product management, people get so focused on their widget and what it is that they're, you know, responsible for that they forget about the people that they serve and their success. And so
absolutely.
That's what I loved about what you said. You're focused on how does that salesperson, how does that partner have success? And then you do your job in a way to make them successful.
Absolutely.
That's right.
Absolutely. You're saying it better than I can.
What?
But yeah, I mean, that's always been my goal. And, you know, I actually started in sales years ago.
Oh, I didn't know this.
I'm not a great salesperson. I'm going to be honest. I'm not great at selling widgets.
Yeah.
I'm much more of a relationship person. So when I moved to marketing, it still could be considered, selling widgets. But I really found the right roles for myself where I could really help those people be successful and really help, you know, it's so much more than just the technology. It's, you know, it's all about the people and the relationships.
It's never the technology at the end of the day, really?
Right.
It's never the widget. It's what the widget does for you, right?
Right.
So All right, I want to get into a little bit of fun personal, because I know that you recently went to a concert that changed your life.
Tell us
about that.
Well, I had the opportunity to see Taylor Swift at her very first concert in Glendale, Arizona, which I live in Phoenix.
Yeah.
And I have two adult children, girls, 20 and 23.
That's the demographic.
Yeah, that's the demographic. They grew up listening, you know, worshiping Taylor. And she's a great role model.
Yeah.
And I had taken them to a show when they were younger, and I enjoyed it. It was, you know, it was fine. But, I mean, Taylor has grown up.
Yeah.
My kids have grown up. Mm-hmm. And she is such an amazing performer. She's a great role model. And she just puts on an amazing show. So whether you loved her music or not, the dedication, the hard work, the showmanship, it was just, it was 150%. I mean, she just never stopped, danced, sang, you know, performed. And it was just, we really, really enjoyed it. And now we are trying to get ourselves some tickets to see her somewhere else.
Really? Wow. You know, so much can be learned from that, right? You know, I think people, when they see, you know, performers that are at that level of success, they take for granted what they do, all of the work to get there. Because there are plenty of artists that are as talented, maybe some more talented, that won't achieve that level of success. You told me that she had like, what, how many songs did she do?
I think she did over like 35, 40 songs.
That's crazy.
It was over 3 hours of performing. Wow. And she only took short breaks to change her costumes.
Jeez.
I mean, she was there the whole time. And it was incredible. And my understanding is she's done this show after show after show.
Yeah.
And she, you know, and people are just amazed with what she's doing.
What a great lesson in business and life, right? Like just the value or the impact of committing to we've got a peanut gallery now. This is why, guys, if you're not now on the audio, what you're hearing in the background again is we're at the Business and Bourbon Lounge. So you're hearing folks over there having a really great time,
yes,
enjoying some great whiskeys, but you're also hearing the peanut gallery. Joe's brought her own personal support system. They're over here like clapping it out. And I'm painting a visual. All right, it's just Josh. Okay. It's Josh, but he's really enthusiastic.
There's a few other people out there, but they haven't come to cheer me on. But
there's a reason for that. And the reason for that is you have built tremendous relationships. And what I've seen personally is just the way that you've invested in folks, like even me, like that's how we have such a great relationship.
Right.
I've seen that. So where does that come from? Like, where did you learn that? Where did it start?
I mean, I honestly think it's just something that's innate to me. Like, I've always really just been like, I care about people. I want quality, not quantity. And I've just, you know, business is the same as personal to me. You know, and like you said, technology is technology. I don't really geek out over technology. I'm going to be at this, you know.
No.
But, you know, so, I mean, I can talk the talk when I need to, but I like learning about people. I like knowing about their whole lives. I mean, I love, you know, learning about people's kids, learning about their backgrounds, learning about, you know, and making those friendships.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we see them at business events, we see them at social events, and we keep in touch, you know, through social media, through email, through text. And, you know, it's just really important to me. And my group isn't huge. It's relatively small. I haven't been in the channel about 5 years, so not that long. I mean, I've been in marketing 25 years, but I've only been in the channel for 5 years. But it's a perfect spot for me because that's what I value.
Because of the relationship parts?
Because of the relationship parts. And because it's more fun, let's face it. It is. It's more fun.
Well, you know, you are the first. Let me think about this before I say it. No. Yeah. You're the first, like, leader in marketing that I've had, specifically a channel and channel marketing that I've had on the platform. And so I want to ask you about the kind of the state of the channel. Your opinion on marketing and how, because there's a lot of, like you alluded to, there's a lot of marketing, there's a lot of money that's being spent and all that. Like, what do you think sets marketers up for success in the channel. What have you done to be so successful?
I mean, I don't want to like keep beating a dead horse, but I do really think it's people, it's relationships, it's enjoying each other, it's having fun together. Yeah. I mean, it is hard to break through. It is really hard to get to that quantity of partners that are out there.
Yeah.
So I think it's really important to focus on the quality, focus on the right folks who can partner with you, who want to be, have that relationship with you in business and personal. And, you know, when they have an opportunity to sell the product that, you know, that you're representing at that point,
yeah,
they'll turn, why would they turn to someone else? If they have a customer who needs contact center, they're going to come to LiveVox because that's where I'm at. And yeah, they have that relationship with me. If I was somewhere else, same thing, but because we've made that relationship with those right people.
Mm-hmm. So when you're executing an event, like, do you have kind of like, I don't know, your 10 commandments or your 2 commandments, your 3, but just kind of like a philosophy that you follow in terms of how to make that impact or how to build those relationships?
Absolutely. I mean, I think you do have to stand out. I mean, events, especially big events like Channel Partners, you are dealing with quantity.
Yeah.
There's so many people here, what, 5,000 partners. There's so many people here. You've got to be able to handle that quantity of people and really stand out and make an impact before you can get to that relationship.
Got
you know,
you.
So, but you've got to get the hook out there. You've got to get them to come into your booth or come to your session.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got to be relevant. You've got to be interesting to someone, them, what they like to do.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Business and Bourbon, obviously, you know, this, our demographics. I mean, I try and find things that I think most of the people at the show would think were interesting, fun, different to do.
Yeah.
This year we're doing some really like college drinking games. We're not really, you know, but they can win, and they can win a nice bottle of bourbon or a bottle of wine from playing like a little game of pong or cornhole. And it's just, it's not hard. It's just fun. And people do that in their everyday life, or they did that when they were in college. So they're like excited. I want to come in and play that.
Yeah.
And while they're doing it, we're talking to them. We're meeting them. We're getting to know them. I mean, I always ask where they're from. I don't really, you know, I don't ask what they do, who they work for.
Yeah.
Like, where are you from?
I know. That's like, you know, so tired, right?
Where are you like, from? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did you, I like that.
You know, and especially people, a lot of, especially with the beer pong, like, oh, college days. I'm like, where'd you go to college? Like, what do we have in common? You know, do you like Ohio State Buckeyes?
Ooh, so what you're doing is you're asking questions that are non-business questions to determine alignment.
Absolutely.
Like where there could be a connection, a relationship. I like
Absolutely.
That.
I mean, the minute they say to me, you know, if they ask what the company I work for does, I tell them. If they ask, like, I need to, tell me, blah, blah, you know, something very specific. I've got some sales executives there that I'll kind of turn them over to really talk to them, because I'm bringing them in.
Yeah.
And then they can, you know, go from there. But I want to establish those relationships right away. And so, you know, they know, okay, LiveVox was there. That was so fun.
Yeah.
You know, last year we had, they did curling in the booth. It was right after the Olympics, and it's a crazy curling sport. And people just thought it was so random, but so cool and unique, and like, I'm going to come do that.
Yeah.
So you just kind of try and find something that's going to break out of the crowd and get their attention.
Love it. So it's about amplification, right? We got to stand out. We got to bring them in. And then we find alignment through and try to find, pick those people that we can build those deeper relationships
Absolutely.
With.
Absolutely. Yeah.
All right. You heard it here first. Love it. Business and Bourbon listeners, are you passionate about craft beer, cider, or spirits? You ever thought about turning that passion into a career or a business? Listen, guys, I am so excited to tell you about South Puget Sound Community College's Craft Beverage Business Management Program. You see, SPSCC's Craft Beverage Business Management Program is designed to provide you with the skills and knowledge you need to succeed in one of the fastest growing sectors in business. So whether you're looking to start your own craft brewery, cidery, or distillery, or you want to work in marketing, sales, or management in the craft beverage industry, SPSCC's Craft Beverage Business Management Program is the perfect choice for you. With a curriculum that includes courses on beverage production, distribution, and marketing, you'll learn the ins and outs of the craft beverage industry from some experienced professionals. Plus, you'll have the opportunity to network with industry leaders and gain valuable hands-on experience through internships and field trips. But check this out. That's not all. With SPSCC's Craft Beverage Business Management Program, you'll also have access to state-of-the-art facilities and equipment
including a beautiful pilot brewery, cidery, and distillery. You'll learn the latest techniques and technologies for brewing, fermenting, and distilling, which will give you a competitive edge in the job market. So whether you're new to the workforce, have experience in the industry, or just looking to scratch that entrepreneurial itch, SPSCC's program could be a great fit for you. SPSCC offers options that are super flexible for education. So if you're passionate about craft beer, cider, or spirits, and want to turn that passion into a career, visit spscc.edu/brewing. Do that today and learn more about SPSCC's Craft Beverage Business Management Program.
Okay. Business is great, and I love talking business. You know, I'm passionate about that. You know how passionate I am about
business.
You
are passionate.
But much like you, I really care about the person behind the business and making sure that I connect with people that I really dig and from a business standpoint and beyond. And one of the things that I know about you, but not a lot of, I don't know how many people know because you don't, you're not like publicizing this, is just kind of your story and some of what you've been through, you know, over the last just over a decade.
Yeah.
Would you feel comfortable sharing
absolutely.
Some of that?
Absolutely. No, absolutely. So, you know, just kind of on the business background, I started actually what is now Lumen, but at CenturyLink, it was US West at the time in sales, went into marketing the same year I got married, had two children. And, you know, he also was in sales and he traveled a ton and with the kids a lot. He did pass away in 2011. It was an accident, totally unexpected, 42 years old, super healthy, great guy. But, you know, these things happen. And me as a mother, now the sole provider, yeah. I didn't have a choice to like not keep going and not stay positive and not just keep going and be there for my kids. But I had to continue my professional life as well. My friendships, my relationships, that's really what got me through. You know, we had an amazing, we still do, friend group, and they came out in droves and they were there for me. His clients, talk about building relationships. Oh my gosh, I'm getting teary eyed. I never do. I'm still friends with his boss, his two best clients. I mean, we see them, we travel with them. They come out every year for a golf tournament. So he was really into making those relationships too. So that's just, you know, probably what made us a good couple. And then continuing that, you know, having them there for our support as well was just, I don't think I could have done it. Not that I had a choice, but having them there with me made it possible.
That's so exemplary that, you know, I think when people think about sales, they think about, you know, the salesperson that sells something and just moves on to the next and doesn't really build a relationship. And, like, that's so powerful when you tell me that his clients were there for you. Like, well, that doesn't happen if he didn't invest in those relationships the same way that you do now.
Right.
And I've, again, witnessed this personally.
Yeah, but, I mean, I think about our friends, client, you know, our relationships we have in the business world right now. And I would be that same person for them. And that's just, I mean, and I'm not, you know, my colleagues were there as well, but it was really his business clients that flew out to Phoenix that, you know, they, you know, took us on trips. They, you know, just continued to be there for us in any way they could. And it was unbelievable. And, you know, and then we had a group of friends that were there for us as well. But it was really remarkable to see, I mean, who, like, his colleagues, clients.
It's bigger than business, right?
Way bigger than business.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, my kids called some of them, you know, Uncle Mike and Aunt Meg. It was my husband's boss.
Yeah.
That's who these people are, you know?
Yeah.
And we still exchange Christmas cards and follow each other on social media. And when we're in the city they're in, because none of them, you know, live locally, we're in Denver, we go see Uncle Mike. When we're in, you know, California, we go see his client Kenny, and it's, you know, and you know, they've come out every year for a golf tournament. So that, seeing them in person, has continued that. And I mean, it's been invaluable for my children to have, and you know, those role models as well.
Yeah. So you know, you went through what is unimaginable for most people. And then you got hit with another blow.
True.
Can we talk about that?
And these, I try not to tell people all these stories in one. Never on the first date. Yeah.
Well, for us, it's not the first date.
I know.
Where are you guys
teasing, yeah.
watching and listening?
A year and a half after my husband passed away, I was diagnosed with breast cancer. Yeah. Totally, again, unexpected. I mean, some theories that all that stress, you know, causes.
Yeah.
But I was actually, you know, pretty healthy. I was active. I'd been through a lot, but I, you know, continued to, you know, practice healthy habits. And, you know, I wasn't supposed to get breast cancer. Who is, though? You know? I mean, like, no, this can't happen. And, again, it was, we're talking about his clients. When I went in for my surgery, my girls were 8 and 12 when Gary passed. Mm-hmm. So they're like 9 and a half, 13, 14. So I'm having surgery. I sent them to California, not to stay with my family, to stay with his client. And they had, he married, he has two kids, not the same, similar in ages, a boy and a girl. And I would, because, you know, everyone's calling, what can I do? I'm like, yeah, I don't want the kids to be here when I'm recovering from surgery. I'm going to fly them out. I bought them plane tickets. Send them over. I'm going to rent a house on the beach. We're going to have a vacation with your kids. That kind of thing. Client. This is his client who did this for me. Mm-hmm. And so just get the kids away. And then they came back. It, you know, it ended up being, you know, a challenging 6 months. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
But, you know, I never thought I wasn't, you know, not going to make it. I knew that wasn't an option.
Yeah.
You know, so I just kept going.
For the girls.
You know, did what I could. And, you know, thank goodness I did work for a wonderful company. Well, I won't even say company. I will say it's who you work for and with.
Yeah.
Because you can, you know, I worked for a really large company, but the people I worked with, who are now on the channel, by the way, they supported me 100%. They were like, whatever you need. I went back to work. Like, I went on leave, but I went back to work because I was bored. You know, because I was at home and, you know, I was going through chemo and I didn't have any hair. Mm-hmm. I wasn't going to go in the office, but I can check email and I can be on calls and I can, like, I didn't have anything to do. So I went back to work, you know?
Yeah.
What do you do?
You know, there's an overwhelming theme that I'm taking from your story. And it's just, I understand why you believe in relationships the way that you do. You've seen the power of it. You've experienced the power of it. This overwhelming thing, like, and all that you were, the challenges that you and your family are going through, people that were there for you, and I'm sure their family is there, were there for you as well, but you had people that weren't family.
Yeah.
They're people you did business with.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just such a testament to what you and Gary did and what you continue to do in building these great relationships in business. This is something I talk about a lot with people, just how to build a successful career. And you build a career through building deeper relationships. But this is way bigger than that.
Yeah.
How many of you guys can say that out there? Like, something happens to you, how many of your clients are showing up for you? How many of your colleagues are showing up for you? And not just showing up for you once, showing up for you twice and keep showing up. Like, not a lot of people, especially in this, I really feel this way in this world, right? And not a lot of people can say that because things have become so transactional.
Yeah.
Our relationships have become transactional. What do I get? What's in it for me?
Mm-hmm.
So thank you so much for sharing your story, only because I know that so many people will benefit from it. But it's your story. What do you want people to take from your story?
Sucks to be me. No,
I'm just kidding.
Well,
your story.
That's one thing. When the cancer thing, I didn't want anyone to know I had cancer because I didn't want anyone to feel sorry for me. I didn't want people to feel bad for me because, and I've always told my kids this, for everyone, you know, for anyone who has it better than you or you think you have it bad, whether it's financially, romantically, socially, whatever's going on with your life, there's always hundreds of people who have it worse.
Yeah.
And sometimes people's, you know, conflicts or problems aren't as, you know, apparent. You know, My husband died. Like, it, you know, it was very apparent. Like, we had that support, that, you know, overwhelming support. But sometimes, you know, people are going through things, they're battling things, and they don't share them, you know? And I think it is really important. I think we're getting a lot better at this, just in this world, but definitely, you know, in this environment, to not be afraid to share when you're struggling, even if it's kind of a private struggle, you know, and let people be there for you, you know? And, you know, it's just, you know, we had a lot of benefit that we had all those people for us. They knew what we were going through and they showed up, and they showed up 100%. And, but, you know, not everyone has that luxury. And I really was grateful.
Yeah,
you know?
But you created that. People want to show up for you. If you're someone who they feel would show up for them, right? You've invested in them. You've built those relationships.
Yeah.
Because if you didn't do that, they're not showing up for you.
Definitely agree. Yeah.
This was awesome. And
yeah,
again,
it was.
Thank you so much for sharing your story. And this is what it's about.
I've never had an opportunity to do this. I mean, once in a while, one-on-one with someone, I'll share.
Yeah.
But I always wonder, even like, who knows my story? Because I don't need their help or their pity, or, you know, I don't need any of that. But if I can help someone else how to get through a hard time, you know, and just value those relationships you have, because you don't know when you'll need those people. And it's not just when you'll need them. It's for everything that you should value those relationships.
Well, and again, thank you for sharing, but it's the same. What you just said is how I view this and what we're doing in this platform.
Right.
And I know you very well. And of course it's not, you know, oh, you know, woe is me. This is your way of serving the community. You went through something.
Right.
And now you've learned something through going through, because you went through that, and now you're sharing your lessons, you're sharing what you've learned to better help somebody else. Because there's someone watching this right now that's dealing with something, may not be the same, but they're dealing with something and it feels the same.
Right. And I mean, I'm so grateful to have this opportunity, because honestly, you know, you've had me fill out a sheet, you know, and ask some personal questions, not too personal, but I was just like, oh, I'm gonna tell Ronell, I don't know what he knows and doesn't know, but I'm just gonna write this all down. And then I'm kind of like, I don't know what we're talking about today, but I'm ready to share. And I've been ready to share, but I don't normally like get a chance to reach out to people I don't know, people out there in podcast land. but, you know, I hope, you know, I can help someone, and I hope people can, you know, learn from, you know, my experiences.
You have. So if people want to reach out to you, they want to connect with you, what's the best way to do it?
I would say LinkedIn. Okay. So it's Joe or Jolynn Hauser.
There's a story behind that too for another day. You guys will really have, you know, Joe's information in the show notes and all that as well. But this has been a pleasure, my friend. Thank you so much. Thank you for being part of this Business and Bourbon family, the Business and Bourbon Lounge.
Yeah.
And now you are a goat in the Business and Bourbon community.
I know. I'm so excited. This was great. Thank you so much, Ronell.
So we end the show the same way every time, and it is with a we out. Are you ready for this on three?
What are we doing?
We're saying we out.
I'm ready.
You ready? Uh-huh. On three, 3, 2, 1.
We out.
Business and Bourbon was edited and produced by Glass Ripper Media. Hey, if you like this episode, we'd love it if you rated us 5 stars on your favorite audio or video platform. If you didn't like it so much, rewind it, have another drink. I promise you it'll sound better the next time around. Hey, we also love it if you joined us in our community at businessandbourbon.live. Yeah, go to businessandbourbon.live and join our community for free. You'll have access to exclusive content, and you'll know when we're going to be in your neck of the woods for our best-in-class Business and Bourbon live experience. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Listen, we are all trying to unlock our full potential and maximize our productivity. I want to introduce you guys to Magic Mind, the ultimate brain-boosting solution. This will help transform your daily routine. In a fast-paced world, staying focused and energized can be a real challenge. But with Magic Mind, you'll experience a powerful blend of natural ingredients scientifically designed to enhance your cognitive performance. Picture this. You wake up feeling refreshed, take a sip of Magic Mind, and feel an immediate surge of mental clarity and sustained energy. No jitters, no crashes.
just pure focus and productivity to conquer your day. Magic Mind's premium formula combines matcha, adaptogens, nootropics, and essential nutrients to optimize your brain function, improve memory, and boost creativity. It's like having a personal productivity coach in every bottle. But that's not all. Magic Mind is also a stress buster. Say goodbye to those anxious moments and hello to a calmer, more relaxed state of mind. It's the secret weapon successful entrepreneurs, artists, and top performers rely on. So whether you're in the office, hitting the gym, or pursuing your other passions, Magic Mind will help keep you in the zone so you can unlock your true potential. So don't settle for mediocre when greatness is within your reach. Ready to upgrade your mind? Head over to magicmind.com and revolutionize your daily routine. Enter code Business and Bourbon for an exclusive discount for Business and Bourbon members. Again, that's magicmind.com, code Business and Bourbon.